The United States of America was ultimately founded by Christians of different denominations seeking religious freedom. The first freedom listed in the first 10 amendments to the Constitution, that is the Bill of Rights, is religious freedom. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. America is sensitive to the issue of religious freedom, even in other places of the world where it can be dangerous to be a Christian. Wendy Wright heads up Christian Freedom International, and she joins us now to look at religious, or really anti-Christian, persecution in the world, especially looking at China and some of the Islamic countries. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point, and we welcome back Wendy Wright.
Oh, thank you. So glad to be on with you, especially in this year that we're celebrating the 250th birthday of America's independence. And as you mentioned, the first right that was recognized in our Bill of Rights is the right to the freedom of religion. And America truly has become a safe harbor and a beacon of light to other countries when it comes to protecting the freedom of religion.
Is it dangerous to be a Christian in some countries today?
Yeah, it's estimated over 388 million Christians live in places where there's high levels of persecution. And there are efforts to reach out and help them, first through prayer, but then also through practical support. And that's what Christian Freedom International does. But I'm kind of reveling at this moment that you and I are talking. We've just come off of celebrating our 4th of July, a Day of Independence. And just one day before that, there was a special person that landed in America. There's a pastor from China named Jin Ezra. And he became a Christian after the Tiananmen Square massacre. And then he started a church in a few years later. It was a house church. And he's a house church in order to have more freedom than being a registered church in China. And it grew to over 1,500 people in the big city of Beijing. Well, in 2018, the Chinese communists were cracking down on Christians, especially those in house churches, that passed a sweeping law to restrict all different forms of practices and ways that Christians live out their faith, including things such as forbidding teaching children under 18 years old about God, including parents are not allowed to teach children about God. And then that's when the government really, the Chinese government really focused on people like Pastor Jin. And then in 2018, the Chinese government was forbidden from leaving the country, which is quite interesting, which means that they want to ensure he stays so that they can punish him, that he could not be a leader even from outside the shores of China. But Pastor Jin looked ahead. He knew what would be coming, and he sent one of his leaders to America to be trained. And he knew that when China would arrest and detain and try and get rid of the leadership of the Chinese house churches, that there needed to be leaders on the outside who can continue to shepherd the flock. And last October, the fears came true, and the Chinese communists did in a massive operation across six cities in China. They rounded up 18 leaders of the Zion Church, Pastor Jin's church. And this church had grown, ironically, during COVID. When they were not allowed to meet in person, the church went online, and they went from 1,500 people to over 10,000 people over about 40 cities. So even when the devil tries to stop the church from growing, it just seems to cause the spread even more so. But last October, the Chinese Chinese communists again tried to put an end to this church by rounding up the leaders. And what that did end up doing was alerting Christians around the world to what was happening. And Christians have faithfully been praying for Pastor Jin and the other pastors who are being held detained in the Chinese prisons. And in fact, even President Trump, when he met with Xi Jinping in China recently, he brought up the name of Pastor Zhen with Xi Jinping. And this really conveys a strong message that America cares for Christians around the world, those who are persecuted for their faith. And it seems to me almost as if it were a birthday president to America, that quietly China released Pastor Zhen from prison on July 3rd, just before, it may have been July 1st or 2nd, but on July 3rd, Pastor Zhen arrived in Los Angeles. And I take that as a symbol. It highlights that of all the countries in the world that Pastor Zhen could have gone to, he went to the United States of America on the birthday of America, where we celebrate our freedoms, and particularly our freedom to worship and follow God.
That is fantastic. Now, let me ask you a question. You mentioned earlier that this pastor, and God bless him, and God bless Trump for taking a stand like that, but he refused to be a part of the registered church in China. Can you explain what that controversy is, and are there any true Christians that are part of the registered church? What does it mean?
Oh, that's an important question. So the Chinese communists set up what they call the Three Self Church. And really, it's a church that operates not only with the permission, but through the lens of communism and the communist government. So there are some American churches that over the years past, they would go over to visit under the umbrella, the auspices of the Three Self Church. They'd be hosted and shown what the communists wanted them to see. And they would come back saying, oh, they're free to have church. They meet in their churches. But particularly after 2018, when these draconian laws were passed by the communists, I think there'd be fewer people who would say that the Three Self Church, which is run by the communists, is in any way a free church. For example, instead of the cross or pictures or images related to the Bible, Christianity, they're replaced with pictures of Xi Jinping. They are restricted on when they can meet, who they can pray to. They're restricted in many, many different ways and forms. And so that's why the house church movement has grown, and why there are Christians in China who will not participate or be subject to the Sinicized Three Self Church. Now, the communists are reaching beyond the Three Self Church, and as particularly in the laws that they have passed, to try and make every form of church, including the house churches, compliant with the rule, the reign and rule of Xi Jinping. And so we will continue to see more Christians who are suffering for their faith in China. But I encourage people to continue to pray, because we will also see God work in ways that we can't even imagine through that church.
You know, it's interesting, too, even just in the course of this interview, you've not only highlighted the point about praying, but also who we elect to the presidency and who we elect to different offices of government have impact on how the people are treated in these other countries in terms of, you know, basic human rights and religious freedom. By the way, the Three Self Church title, that has nothing to do with the Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Can you just real briefly, what does that mean, Three Self Church?
It relates to the communist belief system. I'm afraid I don't know well enough to explain it.
Okay, but it's not the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is the point. It's not the Trinity.
You're right in that it's deceptive in its name. But they certainly do not believe, the communists would limit what they can believe. And it's not based on the Bible. It's based on the communist form of complete control and allegiance must be given to the communist government. And one way that the communist government is trying to spread their own belief system is they're rewriting the Bible. and in to be sinicized, that is to be seen through the lens of Xi Jinping's thinking and belief system. So to give an example, so one portion of the Bible that's been reformed, reformed in the views of Xi Jinping has leaked out. And it's the story of when Jesus defended the woman caught in adultery. Now, we know that what Jesus did is called out the Pharisees and said those without any sin be the first to throw the first stone. Of course, everybody left because we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And then Jesus gave a blessing to the woman, go and sin no more. Now, according to the Sinicized Chinese Communist version of this episode, it states that Jesus picked up a stone and threw it and stoned the woman caught in adultery, as if to say that Jesus himself was sinful and was a murderer. That's another way to be praying for the Christians in China who will be forced to read these Bibles, I hesitate to even call it a Bible, this perverted edition of the Bible, that the Holy Spirit would just reach into their hearts to recognize the lies that are infused throughout it, and that somehow the Holy Spirit would reveal to them the truth of who God is and who his son Jesus Christ is.
Okay, we only have a few minutes left. Why don't we shift gears since you can give us an update on persecution around the world and focus on Islamic countries for the rest of the time remaining?
Yes, well, top on that list would be Nigeria, where more Christians are killed in Nigeria for their faith than every other country combined. And the killings and massacres continue. It's just dismaying. The numbers of attacks and the mutilations and the children, the numbers of children who are orphaned. However, I will say God is still working even in that country. I was in Nigeria this year and I met Fulani Christians. The Fulani are the tribes that is a tribe from which some of the most violent, brutal attackers are coming from. But I met Fulanis who have come to Christ, are being trained to be missionaries, to go back into the hardest regions of that country in order to lead others to Christ. And so God is working even in this horrible place. And also the American government is working as well. President Trump has designated Nigeria as a country of particular concern. He has ordered the bombing of areas where Islamist leaders are. And very smartly are going after the financial networks of the Islamists. Now, the Islamists could not be doing what they're doing if they didn't have the money for the guns that they have, for the trucks that they use, and all the equipment and networking capabilities. And so the U.S. government is trying to shut down the financial network of those who are funneling money into the Islamists in Nigeria and in other countries. Another area to pray for all the different ways that Islamists are being equipped, both through ideology and through finances and resources, for those to be shut down, to be thwarted, and for these missionaries who are being trained, that they would be emboldened and have wisdom to be able to reach those with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Okay, we have literally 20 seconds to close here. ChristianFreedom.org. Wendy Wright, how about a closing thought about Christians and persecution?
I would encourage you, if you'd like to be kept updated and learn more, sign up for our newsletters. You can do that by going to ChristianFreedom.org. And let us know that you heard about us on this radio show.
Okay, Wendy Wright, thank you so much. All the best. God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.